Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, look.
Big NBA news.
Big story last night. Obviously, Russell Westbrook traded for Chris Paul to the Houston Rockets. And Rob, look, I have defended Russell Westbrook I don't know how many times on the Colin Cowherd show. I think he is not only a first ballot Hall of Famer, but an iconic, legendary type player. Even though he doesn't have a championship, and I don't think will have a championship, he is that type of player. Allen Iverson doesn't have a championship. He's iconic. Westbrook will be iconic and legendary because of what he did with the triple-double. I love James Harden. I have voted for him for MVP twice. He's won it once. I voted for him twice. The first year Steph won it, 2015. I thought it belonged to James Harden. He is being mentioned in the same breath offensively as Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, what he has done the last few years is absolutely phenomenal. So I love them both. But together, I don't love them nearly as much. This will work to a degree. They'll make the playoffs. They'll be a little bit scary because of Russell's relentlessness and Harden's just skill and ability to do his thing. But there is no way, barring all types of injuries to the contenders ahead of them, that they're winning a championship. There is such a thing as fit and chemistry and system. I bring to you Exhibit A, Golden State, 2015 and 16, when they were certainly the best team in 2015 and arguably the best team in 2016. And you look at Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green by themselves. Individually, they're not ultra-talented. They're not going to scare you necessarily individually. But put them together, their games complement each other's. They were in the right system that Steve Kerr created, and they became a juggernaut. So system fit, it matters. And the problem, as great as Westbrook and Harden are individually, their games don't complement each other. And so the goal in Houston, all the hand-wringing, all the tension about Mike D'Antoni's job, all the changes with the assistant coaches on the staff, all the looking at trying to get Jimmy Butler and the like, it was all about getting a championship. And this move is not going to get the Rockets a championship.
I'm with you. I don't think – I didn't look at that trade and go, wow, they got the missing piece. Oh, they're in the – you know, I hear people say, oh, Houston's in the championship mix. No more, no less than they already were.
Right, maybe less. But
right? But, yeah, but I'm just saying, only from the standpoint that he's younger, right, than Chris Paul, yep. Not a pain in the butt like Chris Paul. I'm not. Right. I'm just meaning the other stuff.
No, I know what you're saying.
Where he could be aggravate Harden.
His teammates and
his teammates, right.
Right. Right.
So maybe from that standpoint, yes. But this doesn't make any sense. And Daryl Morey, we've been talking about this, about him, and about the you know, all the moves he's making, and he's this analytic genius in basketball, as Nick Wright says, right? Isn't that he swears by
Nick
him?
Nick thinks he's the best GM in the NBA.
Okay, right.
At first he said the best GM in all of American sports. That was a few months ago. Today he said in the NBA. So he's coming
so
down.
So he's coming down already? So what happened to all
next
sports?
Next week it'll be in the, what is it, Southwest Division or whatever.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't look at it as any groundbreaking. You take my headache or my bad contract, and I'll take yours.
Right.
That's the move that I looked at it, and I thought, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, I people getting all juiced up. I get it. Moving big names, big pieces,
right,
but they don't really fit together to where I thought, wow, Houston just made a move to put them in the mix. They're playing the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
That's the thing. Look. If both Los Angeles teams are healthy, I just don't see this Houston team beating them. I'm sorry. That's not and I think if Golden State is healthy, they beat them. Then there's Denver and Utah to deal with and Portland to contend with. So I'm with you, Rob. And look, they got more explosive. They'll play faster. You know, they'll be sexy. They'll be must-see TV.
I'm glad you said that, because that is true. Sexier, no doubt about
it. Yeah, no question. But we had doubts about Chris Paul and Harden working. And honestly,
most people
did work pretty well.
But most people did. When they first were put together, they were like, what?
Right.
Does this really work?
But the reason it did work, and again, it did work. I mean, let's face it, 2 years ago, if Paul doesn't get hurt, maybe they have a championship. And this year they got beat by a really good Golden State team. Even without Kevin Durant, it was still a great team.
And if
team.
You remember, Charles Barkley, remember that Golden State couldn't beat them once Durant went down, and they couldn't win a game. They didn't win the game he got hurt in or the next game, which could have forced a game seven
now,
at home.
I
right?
will say this. With Chris running it back, considering what the L.A. teams did, Houston wasn't going to be better than them with Chris Paul. The problem is this move doesn't make you better either. Harden and
Westbrook.
It makes
you different, but not better.
Right. That's all it is. Different. I'll say this. I was in contact with five or six NBA people since this trade. Players, ex-players, executives, scout types. They all like the trade. Now, they didn't tell me it was going to get them a championship, but they all liked the trade. They thought Houston would play faster. They brought this up, Rob. Well, they like each other. They both wanted this to happen.
And they played together before. Right.
But Chris Paul and Harden, while they didn't have the history of Westbrook and Harden, Chris Paul didn't pick the Rockets out of a hat two years ago.
He thought it was going
to
work.
Well, they had talked. I mean, you can't – he doesn't make that move. He doesn't go to the Clippers and say, trade me to Houston without talking with Houston and thinking it's going to work. And as far as Harden and Westbrook playing together 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago in Oklahoma City, first of all, you have to recognize that was a much different James Harden. He was first 3 years in the league, averaged 10 points,
off
12
the bench.
Points, and then 17 points off the bench as a role player.
And he did have one that
second
one run.
Year was
yeah,
a
that
big
was
year, 17 points that, a game.
Yeah,
but he wasn't what he is now.
No.
Even close.
I'm just saying, but that year, man, he stood out to me.
No question.
He made
you
a lot
he
of
was
big.
Gonna be
he
really
made
good.
A lot of big shots. Yeah. If you remember those series,
but they also had Durant, who is so great that he could make a lot of things work. And that he made that work. And the NBA was different, Rob. When Harden came in off the bench and Westbrook stayed in the game, they had Harden on the ball as the playmaker. And he wasn't a playmaker like today where he was shooting all the time. He was the playmaker, ran the offense, and he and Westbrook thrived. But again, it was a different NBA. The three-point ball wasn't nearly as prominent. So you could have an off guard who wasn't this phenomenal jump shooter, but could drive slash exhibit A, Dwayne Wade. He worked off the ball with LeBron. That would be more challenging today because of the prominence of the three-point shot. So Westbrook off the ball in Houston with Harden is going to be challenging because Westbrook's not a good three-point shooter. And they don't want mid-range shots.
But that doesn't fit in with what they do. It doesn't at all.
No.
I'm trying to figure.
I mean, that we've talked that Daryl Morey, it's
now, he's aggressive if he attacks the basket, so that's good, right?
Yeah, look.
They either want dunks or threes.
Westbrook alone in D'Antoni's system would be very incredible. Because he's a downhill scorer. He'd be off the high pick and roll, surrounding with shooters, which he's never been in OKC. Give him all that space. He would be great. He's a willing passer and a good passer. But the problem is Harden's not going to be a spot-up shooter, nor should he. So D'Antoni's going to have to do some coaching. There are those that feel like D'Antoni needs to go. And look, I think he's a very good coach, but he's a one-trick pony. I said he's a Hall of Famer.
But his track record to me with the teams he's had, Chris, I mean, he just hasn't been able to get over the hump. And to me, that's the part that at some point, you know, we go back to the teams in Phoenix. They used to win 60 games a year. Go back to those teams. And
no
they were
question.
Dynamic during the regular season, and they just couldn't get there. So that's the issue
kept
I have.
Running into San Antonio.
Yep.
I mean, look, Don Nelson's a Hall of Fame coach, no championship. So I think D'Antoni, with how he's helped change the game, I think he
wouldn't
could be
get
in
my
the
vote.
Hall of Fame. However,
I've been more disappointed than not.
Yeah, no, he hadn't get it done. Right. I mean, he hadn't gotten the championship. And he's not confrontational. Now, what coach would be able to get Westbrook and Harden to change? I don't know. I mean, it's a challenge. That's what we're talking about. These guys are a chemistry experiment. So Rob and I don't think it's going to work. We don't think it's terrible.
Right.
It's not going to make them bad. They're not going to miss the playoffs if they're healthy.
It's just that we both don't think that they've gotten that much better with the trade.
I question if they've gotten better. Just because at least Chris Paul was a jump shooter. And he could hit shots. He was great on catching
threes. And that fit in with what they were doing.
So...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This next guest, he's become somewhat of a media wonderkin, or media marvel. Like, I mean, he's taken the media by storm, and obviously people knew him as a basketball player. He won a championship with the Boston Celtics starting center.
And he's got something to say.
He's been great as a media guy.
What do we always say about former players doing this?
You got to say something.
You got to say something.
You can't bite your tongue, and he doesn't bite his tongue. It's our man, Kendrick Perkins. What's happening,
Kendrick,
brother?
What's up?
Chris and Rob, man. Boy, that was the introduction right there. Hey, look, Chris, I haven't had one of those in forever, man.
I was about to say, that's better than one you got from the Celtics, right?
Yeah, man. But you know what? I appreciate y'all having me on, man.
No doubt. But Chris and I talk about this all the time. Because a lot of guys don't wind up making it in the business because after a while, Kendrick, if you don't say anything, you don't offer anything. There's no reason to have you on. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
we appreciate that you're, you know, are willing to say stuff.
Oh, thank you. No problem, man. You know, I ain't trying to be biased. I'm just speaking the truth.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right. Well, you talk today, and there's so much to unpack with this Russell Westbrook trade to Houston. You know, and Westbrook does get a lot of criticism. People think he's a bad teammate and all that stuff. But you said, look, people need to look at Chris Paul because he's, you know, basically wanted out of three teams now, New Orleans, the Clippers, and the Rockets. So kind of talk about that situation.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at how people talked about Russ. You looked at what KD friend had to say about Russ. Oh, nobody wants to play with Russ. That's not true. I tell you, one person who want to play with Russ, James Harden do. I know he probably went to Dale Moore and it was a mutual agreement. Hey, let's make this happen. And, you know, CP3, like, you just think about it. He wanted out of New Orleans. Things didn't go well when he got to the Clippers. You know, he couldn't win a championship there. Him and Blake Griffin was never on good terms. A lot of the guys weren't on good terms with him. And then all of a sudden, you go to Houston with James Harden, one of the easiest guys to get along with for his teammates-wise. Like, I played with this guy for 4.5 years. I know James. So it was one of the guys that's, like, one of the easiest people in the world to get along with. And you can't get along with him either. Like, he don't want to play with you either. So it's like, you know, sooner or later, you got to look yourself in the mirror. And I know, right, I said this time and time again, it's just like, you know, if I get into it with 10 people and 10 people want to fight me, sooner or later, it must not be the 10 people that had a problem.
Right.
It must be Kendrick Perkins that got the problem.
Right.
So now I got to go self-check myself and say, man, why 10 people don't like me right now? Like, what am I doing wrong?
No doubt about it. And Kendrick, where are you on, star power, you know, Westbrook and Harden? For star power, it doesn't get bigger than that. But is this really a good fit? Does this work? Will this work?
I'm a strong believer in it.
Okay.
I think it works. You listen, you got two former MVPs that's in their prime teaming up together. Two guys that have been knowing each other since grade school. Both two guys out of Southern California that been knowing each other. Played over 5 years together with the OKC Thunder. These guys are friends off the court beyond. They're brothers. So it's nothing better than this situation for the both of them. I think, you know, James is going to get easier baskets. He's not going to have to work hard to get baskets with Russ. Mark my words, you're going to see a lot of backdoor cutting out of James, something that we haven't seen in a while. And it's going to help Russ also, because now the D'Antoni system is in effect. Because you need a guy that's athletic, that could push the rock, that could push the tempo in order to play the D'Antoni system. Just think about it. You know, you had Steve Nash in his prime when the Mike D'Antoni system was working at its highest level. And just think, Steve Nash was one of the quickest, craftiest guards that was in the league at the time, and that's what made that system work. Did it win a championship? No. Obviously, you had, you know, you could put up a debate that at one point they could have beat the Spurs if guys wouldn't have got suspended and all this and that. But you look at a guy like Russ and James and that system offensively. I think they're going to flourish well. With a Clint Capella and P.J. Tuck and Eric Gordon, shoot, I see it looking really, really strong. I'm feeling real confident about those guys really putting this together, and Houston might be the team to beat.
So, Perk, you see Harden playing off the ball? Because I agree. I think Westbrook will be dynamic in D'Antoni's system surrounded by shooters. But I don't know that I see James getting off the ball like that.
But listen, the thing is, I've seen them both. They both guys who could play off the ball.
Oh, they like, can. Well, he can, Russ, for sure.
And Russ can, too. Think about this, though. I want you to think about the Olympics when Russ was in the Olympics and Coach K had Russ coming off the bench. Russ was coming off the bench, but Russ wasn't playing the point guard. Russ was playing the two. He was playing off the ball. Think about when Russ – I know it's the All-Star game, but think about when Russ played – in the All-Star games, he's catching lobs, he's running the floor, he's backdooring people. And James got the same capability. I remember, you know, when we used to play in OKC, man, James used to get so many backdoor lobs out of the corner from assisted from Russ and vice versa. These guys know how to play together. And I'm damn sure it's going to work.
NBA champion Kendrick Perkins joining us on the iCouple.
Kendrick, what about, where's the landing spot for Chris Paul? Obviously, he's in OKC. Do you see him moving somewhere else? I doubt that there's a buyout because he's owed a lot of money, so I don't think that that's the case. But will they make will they trade him away somewhere to make him happier?
Well, they have to. I don't see him staying in OKC. He's too old to even be going through a rebuilding stage. I mean, you know, we all had speculations that, you know, Miami was the place for Russ, but Miami might be the place for Chris Paul. But do is anyone willing to spend that money? Do anybody want to take a chance on an agency piece? I mean, he looked good at times last year, but, you know, it was times that we seen him and we was like, man, CP getting a little old, you know? And
you know, Kendrick, he gets hurt often as well. You know, you're going to take on that big salary, and he might not be there for you.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that's a good question. But, listen, I'm pretty sure because Sam Presti, to me, he maximized what he could get out of for his Russ and PG trade. I thought he did a hell of a job in getting all those first-round picks, you know, and stuff like that. But now he just got his hands tied, and he got to figure out the next step on how to get CP out of OKC, which I'm pretty sure he got some type of play in his back pocket.
I brought up Philadelphia on the Herd. I'm not 100%, but, yeah, there are a couple red flags. Rob mentioned the health of CP3. Obviously, he's older, but – I was thinking maybe Chris Paul and Dennis Schroeder for Ben Simmons or something to that effect. What do you think
about
that?
I agree with that. I liked it. I actually loved it. I think CP and Dennis Schroeder would be a better fit for Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris than Ben Simmons is. Listen, I mean, we all talk about Ben Simmons and he needs a summer to work on his jump shot. But the truth of the matter is that will he ever develop a jump shot?
Right.
Like, you know, we didn't see guys who, you know, for example, like we seen guys like one of my good friends, Rondo. Like, we know we always said Rondo going to have to develop a jump shot, but he never did because Rondo know how to affect the game offensively in different ways, not just in transition, but Rondo could affect the game in the half court without having to shoot. Rondo know how to backdoor cut and do things like that to make it easier on guys where he's not singled out. And Rondo is actually not afraid to take the jump.
Right, right.
That's the thing. Ben Simmons looks scared to shoot. Like, it's a difference, man.
How do you make it to the NBA and you're scared to shoot? I just find that to be crazy.
Because you 6'10", and everybody gas you up like you the next LeBron James,
right,
and you really not, and that's how it is.
You brought up Rondo, Kendrick. Of the LA teams, the Clippers and the Lakers, I think they're the two best teams in the league right now. Which one do you like better? we won't hold you to this because obviously there's a lot to be done. But
no, I know, but that's a tough one because, you know, I think, you know, to be honest, man, they both good in their own ways. You just look at the Clippers, like they with Patrick Beverley, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, like these guys could possibly average like close to 20 steals a game combined, like. Can you imagine the defense that they're going to play? And then I can only imagine the sets that Doc Rivers going to be running for those guys to get them great shots and stuff like that. But then you go to L.A. and you look at Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Can you imagine, like, that pick and roll? You got a DeMarcus Cousins who's already looking slim and trim, looking good. The only reason I would give the edge to the Lakers is because look how many champions they have on their team, man. That's what people are taking for granted. Like, they have a lot of championship experience on their team, man. People could say, oh, they old, but when the playoffs come, that plays a huge part.
I get that, but Kendrick, this is the only thing with LeBron, year 17. We saw him for the first time really get hurt. Defensively, he was missing in action a lot last year. And the other part, and AD has missed 14 or more games in 5 of his 7 NBA seasons. So he's prone to get hurt as well. Does that not bother you at all?
Nah, because, listen, everybody keeps talking about LeBron didn't play defense last year. Man, listen, that was a wasted season. Bron knew that when he came back off an injury, man. Bron wasn't in tune into that game like we know LeBron James to be. Now, LeBron James starting off fresh with a team like this, I guarantee you we're going to see a whole different LeBron James. Anthony Davis, I haven't seen him like this ever in his whole career as far as his body frame. He didn't put on about 10 pounds of muscle. His body looking good. Man, I'm telling you, man, they're going to be scary, man. They are going to be scary.
I agree. I think they got a great chance to win it. But I tell you what, I feel like 10 years ago, they would have been built for that. Like the style of play back then, it would have been over already.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, absolutely. Because nobody definitely would have wanted to see them.
Right.
Not with Anthony Davis and Cousins. Now, my question is DeMarcus Cousins a starter?
Well, that's a big question. And if he's not, or if he's not a finisher, how's he going to react?
Right.
That's a question. Or Kuzma. Same thing, you know?
But see, I think with them not getting Kawhi Leonard, helped Kuzma more so than anybody.
No question.
I think now we'll be able to see Kuzma be the guy who we expect him to be, who we got high hopes for. So you got Kuzma, but, you know, what the Lakers paid JaVale McGee, like, what, $8.2 million, right?
I don't know what he got.
Yeah, he got it. I think that's what he got.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to think, if they paid him $8.2 million, they're not paying him that and paid Cousins $3.5 million for JaVale McGee to come off the bench. Now, we got to look into that, too.
It's going
to
be interesting.
Because, Bron love a five-man that's a live guy.
Right, He doesn't want anybody just plant down there on the block.
Right, yeah. Right. So you got him in the pick and roll with JaVale McGee being the live threat to the rim, with Anthony Davis being able to pop all the way to the three. You know how he mastered the mid-range. That's a deadly pick and roll right there.
Nah, no question. All right, Kendrick Perkins, man. We appreciate it, brother, and keep up the great work.
No doubt.
Hey, Chris and Rob, I appreciate y'all, man, and thank y'all for the support, man. And you know how much I value you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yep, have a great weekend, you and your wife.
All right.
All right, peace.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends, to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But first, let's talk another element of this trade, Rob, and that is Chris Paul. And Kendrick Perkins, who we're going to have on in the third hour, came out with some strong comments. He said, everybody's talking about Russell Westbrook being a bad teammate, but what about Chris Paul? Chris Paul did force his way out of New Orleans, did force his way out of the Clippers. And then, I mean, don't you think the reports were probably true that he wanted to trade out of Houston? Now, he certainly didn't want to get traded to Oklahoma City. And even if he didn't ask for a trade, because I've been told he didn't.
But, we had Vinny Goodwill on from Yahoo Sports today.
And he's the one that wrote it.
That wrote that story. Right. Remember, we had him on our show. And, right. and Doug and I had him on this morning on the Dan Patrick Show.
Right.
And he was like, I think Doug asked him if he's vindicated. He's like, I'm stand behind my reporting right. and the people I talk to. But he did. He was the first guy to say that. There was like, it was either him or me. Both of those guys were like this. Exactly.
Right.
So, and something happened.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Chris Paul is not long for Oklahoma City. They're trying to move him. If somehow they can't, I don't know how in the world that works.
But the only thing, they're not.
Because they want to go with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
But people are thinking about a buyout. They're not paying $140.
It's
$140.
A lot of years left.
Chris, there's no way they're paying that. You know what? That ain't like there's $30 million left and we can come up with a number.
Right.
$147. And if I'm him, I want every nickel. I'm not. What?
I certainly want close. I tell you that much. And here's the thing. So where there's talk about Miami, and there was a report today from Barry Jackson down in Miami.
Barry's been there for a million years.
Right. And he says that, they're somewhat interested, but they're not like pursuing him like they were pursuing Russell Westbrook. I proposed this on the Herd today, Rob. What about a trade with the Philadelphia 76ers? Ben Simmons for Chris Paul and Dennis Schroeder. Now, you have to throw in another piece maybe to make it work. Some draft picks maybe from Philly. But, and I like Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this because I've been a big fan since he got in the league, since he was at LSU. But with him being unable to shoot, it makes it tough.
Isn't that crazy? You're talking about an NBA player. Did you just hear what you just said?
Yeah,
came out of your mouth?
And let's face it, even if he comes back next year and can shoot decently, I mean, what are we expecting? I mean, he's not going to be a dead-eye shooter. So if Philadelphia could get Chris Paul, and I know Oklahoma City has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who they like a lot and everybody likes a lot. So I don't know if that they would want Ben Simmons. He's a point guard. Both of them are point guards, or Simmons can be like a point forward. But in Philadelphia, Chris Paul, Josh Richardson, who can shoot and is athletic, Tobias Harris, Al Horford, Joel Embiid. I think that's a team that has a chance to win the Eastern Conference title. That's not a bad – now, there's a little hesitancy because of Paul's age and health, and that's why I would want Dennis Schroeder.
See, that's my –
unless they could get Shea, which I don't think they could.
Here's the one part that you bring and why I put up the stop sign for Chris Paul is the idea about staying healthy. And he's had a slew of injuries and different things that have slowed him down or hurt his team, right?
No doubt.
So I don't know. And then if you go get him, what would be, you know, like your luck would be he's not going to be available. Or so that's the only reservation I would have.
There's a red flag, no doubt. No doubt.
But I agree with your premise and the idea of the combination of guys you just said. I don't think that's for a stretch. I get it.
Well, and what I said also is it may be a situation where if you're Philadelphia, you would want to watch Chris Paul over the first month, you know, to see.
Before you make a deal, is what you're saying?
He shot 42% last year, which is a career low, 15 points a game. I don't know if that's a career low, but
his turnovers were second most.
He's never had.
But he still doesn't turn the ball over that much. But it was the second most for him.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'd want to see was he really in decline last year, or were the drop in numbers just kind of due to, you know, circumstances in Houston, not fitting in, the injuries, things like that. So, but that's something I'd think about if I'm Philadelphia. I'd bring it, put it on the table with my brain trust and say, do we want to do this? Because they need to be in win now mode. Who knows how long Joel Embiid's going to be healthy? And that's I hate to put it out there like that, but that's a real question. We have yet to see him be healthy for a full season. And so if you're Philadelphia, maybe you just go for it now. They haven't won the championship since 1983. Dr. J and Moses Malone. Turned out to be what? 4-5-4?
Right, 4-5-4.
4-5-4.
Right, exactly.
4-5-4.
He was close, though.
Right. But, yeah, that's what I like to see. Look, if he gets traded to Miami, they're okay. I mean, they're a middle-of-the-road Eastern Conference team. They're sexier. They're more interesting. That's not a championship team. But Miami's been irrelevant virtually since LeBron left.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So, those are kind of two of the places. Outside of that, it's hard to think
about
a place
Lakers?
For Chris Paul. All that money.
Only because people always throw off right away, no matter who's available. Oh, Lakers. He's going to go to the Lakers.
The banana boat crew is falling one by one. Dwayne Wade's out of the league, retired. Melo's been essentially in forced retirement, in exile. Chris Paul's now in Oklahoma City in purgatory until he gets traded.
Look at that.
LeBron surviving. iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.